Last time we started talking about Siddur Kiddushin, different aspects of the Chasanim. So I want to continue our conversation. We don't have so much time. Baruch Hashem, there's so much to talk about in the Gemara Shir. Okay, we'll do our best. So we mentioned that there are two parts of the Kinyan of Ishus. There's Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar Riyah, the minhag is to be Mekadosh and Isha B'Kesef, or actually B'Shova Kesef, with a ring that doesn't have engravings on it, a very simple ring. And that changes the woman's status fundamentally. Now she's an Eishes Ish. If she's Mizana, she'll be Chayav Nisa. So she's definitely an Eishes Ish after Kiddushin. But even so, the Ishus is not complete. Before Nisuin, the Ishus is not complete. We said there are nafkaminas for Nidorim, for Yerusha, for Tumah, the certain Chiyuvim that the Baal has toward his wife. He has to support her. She'er Ksus, Ona, Nasi Adayim of the woman go to the husband. There are all different schuyos back and forth. All that occurs when she's in a suah. So what's the difference? So we said, Rav Shechta explained that Nisuin is about being an Eishes Ish B'Veis HaBaal. Once she comes to live with the husband, so then she's a full Eishes Ish, and there are these other halachas that are going to kick in at that point in time. But she is an Eishes Ish beforehand too. She's an Eishes Ish. She'll be Chayev Chenek if she's Mezana. How do we do Nisuin? So we started discussing that. Nisuin, there are different shittas. The three shittas that the Ashkenazim follow, that we're machmir for, are chupa, what we call chupa, that means with the klunsos, you have a canopy with four poles on the side. Yichud haroi labiyah, that's the shita of the Rambam, but if they're secluded together, that's called Beis HaBaal. That's designated as Beis HaBaal, it's symbolic of Beis HaBaal. And then there's a shita that Rishonim have, that badekin, covering the kala with a veil, that's called nisuin. Because even though you're not putting her in the bias, but it's demonstrative of the fact that now the woman is going to be designated for the Baal, and they are going to be living in the same bias. Even though she's not actually in the bias, all you're doing is putting the veil over her, but somehow that's symbolic of the fact that she's coming to Beis HaBaal, and that will make her into a Nesua, and it will complete the Kinyan of Ishus. Many Achronim ask the question that if Badekin works for Nisuin, so how can we do the Badekin before the Kiddushin? We do the Chuppah and the Yichud after the Kiddushin. Okay, you can ask chuppah also we do before the Kiddushin. They're standing on the chuppah before the Kiddushin. Yeah, but they're standing on the chuppah after the Kiddushin too. So chuppah, maybe chuppah is only chal, the Torah's nisuin, after the Kiddushin. And yichud haroi labia is also only chal after the Kiddushin. But how can you badekin beforehand? It's sort of moshe kapoya, right? Benafakum. You first have to do the Kiddushin and then nisuin. Because nisuin is built on top of the Kiddushin. The nafkamina lamais of Kiddushin are less than nisuin. She's more of an Eishes Ish after nisuin. So how can it be nisuin before Kiddushin? Stuff and afachu. That's a kasha that a lot of the Achronim address. And the answer might be the following. How does nisuin work? So one way to look at nisuin is that there are two parts of the kinyan of Ishus. There's the kinyan of Kiddushin, the kinyan of nisuin. And you have to do a Maisa Kinyan in both cases, and by doing the Maisa Kinyan, you accomplish certain things. There's a Chalos Kinyan, right? The Maisa Kinyan effects a change of status, and the whole relationship between husband and wife changes as a result. Kiddushin and Nisuin are two different stages. They each need a Maisa Kinyan. That's one way to look at Kiddushin and Nisuin. But the other way to look at it is that the Kinyan Ishus is really composed of Kiddushin. When you have the Kesef B'Shtar and the Biyah, the Mekadosh woman, so really the Kinyan Ishus should be Chal completely. It's just there's an impediment from allowing that Kinyan to be Chal completely. Because the Eishes Ish is not Beveis HaBaal, it's not going to be Chal for Nidorim and Yerusha and Tumah. It's going to be Chal only partially. But there's an impediment. Right? The woman can be called an Eishes Ish even if she's not Beveis HaBaal. She'll be Chayiv Nisa if she's Mezana. Min HaTorah she gets Truma at that point in time. Right? If she wants to marry someone else, she needs a get. So she is an Eishes Ish, but there's an impediment that's preventing all of the Kinyanei Ishus, all of the Chiyuvim and the Zchuyos from being Chal. What's that impediment? She's not Beveis HaBaal. Once she is Beveis HaBaal, that Monea, that impediment has now been removed, and now the original Kinyan Ishus, the original Kinyan of Kiddushin, can be Chal completely. And that's the other way to look at it. Not that Nisuin is a separate Maisa Kinyan, but rather it's removing the impediment that prevents the original Kinyan Kiddushin from being Chal completely. If we learn like that, then we can understand how you can do Nisuin before the Kiddushin. You're really not doing Nisuin before the Kiddushin. You're not accomplishing anything with that Nisuin. Of course not. You never accomplish anything with the Nisuin. All the Nisuin does is it removes the impediment that she's not Beveis HaBaal. You put her Beveis HaBaal, or you symbolically put her Beveis HaBaal. And then the Kenyan Kiddushin can be Chal completely. So if you do Badekin before the Kiddushin, nothing happened at the time of the Badekin. But you've already removed the impediment that will prevent the Kenyan Kiddushin from being Chal completely. So if you've removed the impediment from beginning, so when he says Harei HaMekudeshesli and he's Mekadesh the Isha B'Shav HaKesef, then all of the Kenyani Ishas will be Chal B'Vas Achas, because there is no impediment. She is Beveis HaBaal, or she is designated as being Beveis HaBaal. Once the veil is over the head, so then she's designated to be Beveis HaBaal. So then when he does the Kenyan Kiddushin, then everything is going to be Chal. Okay, so this would explain why you can do the Nisuin out of order with the Kiddushin. Maybe you do the Nisuin before, because as long as you remove the impediment, then when the Kenyan Kiddushin is done, then it's going to effect a full Chalos Kenyan Ishus, not a partial Chalos Kenyan Ishus. Everything can be effected at one time, because there's no impediment. So then the Kenyan Kiddushin can be Chal complete. What's another Nafkamina? I once thought that another Nafkamina to this Shaila, how to look at Nisuin, is whether you need a Dekiyum for Nisuin. You need Eidei Kiyum. You need Eidei. Now, we discussed at great length, the Rav quoted Reb Chaim, that the purpose of Eidei Kiyum is to raise the level of Das. Raise the level of Das of the Ish and the Isha. We talked about this at great length in the Gemara Shia. That's how he understood. Maybe others understand a little bit differently, but that's the way the Rav understood Reb Chaim. Now, that was his Mesor, that it's to raise the level of Das. So if it's to raise the level of Das, it could be that only where you're doing a kinyan, where you're actually doing a kinyan, you need the das ha'adam, the das ha'ish, das ha'isha, to effect the kinyan. So then you need Eidei Kiyum in order to raise the level of das to create that chalos. But if nisuin is not a chalos, right? Yichud and chuppah, you're not creating any chalos with that. The chalos is created through the kinyan kiddushin. All you're doing is putting her beveis habal to remove the impediment for the Kenyan Kiddushin to be Chal. So it could be that it's not that the Nisuin itself is the Maisa Kenyan that's creating any kind of Chalos Ishus over here. The Kenyan Kiddushin was that Kenyan. And for that, Yitaka had Eidei Kiyum. And that Eidei Kiyum raised the level of Das both for Kiddushin and for Nisuin. Meaning, it raises the level of Das that when the Kenyan is effected, right, whatever you do, if you fulfill all of the tenoyim that enable the Kenyan Ishus to be Chal completely, then the Kenyan Ishus is going to be Chal. So as long as the impediment for the full Chalos Kenyan Ishus has been removed, then the Kenyan is going to be Chal based on the Das that you had B'Shas Kiddushin. If you say the Kiddushin and Nisuin are two different stages, and each one requires a Maisa Kenyan, and they're effecting a separate Chalos, then the stomach, just like you need Eidei Kiyum for Kiddushin, you should need Eidei Kiyum for Nisuin. But if all Nisuin is doing is it's removing the impediment that prevents the Kenyan Kiddushin from being Chal completely, it's the Kenyan Kiddushin that requires that higher level of Da'as. The Kenyan Kiddushin requires Eidei Kiyum. But who says Nisuin should require Eidei Kiyum? As long as you do what you have to do, as long as the impediment is removed, so then the Kiddushin are going to be Chal completely. So it could be that in terms of Eidei Kiyum for Nisuin, maybe there's a difference between Chuppah and Yichud on the one hand as opposed to Badekin on the other hand. For Chuppah and Yichud, maybe we'll be machmir to have Eidei Kiyum because we don't know what the Nisuin really are. Maybe Nisuin is a separate Kenyan. Right? We create a Chakir about it. So if Nisuin is a separate Kenyan, so then it should need Eidei Kiyum also? The Achronim talk about whether Nisuin requires Eidei Kiyum. So our discussion, the Ar Sameach, the Sefer Macheshes, they bring different rayas. But it could be that Nisuin really is a separate Kenyan and it should require Eidei Kiyum. So that's why we talk a machmi. We have Eidim at the Kiddushin, and the Eidim at the Kiddushin see immediately that they're standing at the Chuppah, they see the Nisuin too. And we're machmir to have Eidim for Yichud. Most Messiah, I think the Messiah Kiddushin in general, machmir for Eidei Yichud. But Eidim Badekin, so that's a little sticky. Some Messiah Kiddushin actually are machmir for Eidim for the Badekin. Rav Shechter quotes that the Rav was machmir to have Eidim Badekin. But I'm not sure that all Masadri Kiddushin are. Many are Mekel, that you don't need Eidei Kiyum for Badekin. So I thought the reason is, you put two and two together. You're doing the Badekin before the Kiddushin. So if you're doing the Badekin before the Kiddushin, nothing is going to be Chal through that Badekin. It can't be, because you can't have the later stage of Ishus be Chal before the earlier stage of Ishus. So if you do the Badekin before the Kiddushin, you're assuming, the whole thing is a Chumrah anyway, we have other things that could be Nisuin. But okay, but you're going to be Machmir that maybe Badekin is Nisuin? But if you do the Badekim before the Kiddushin, you're assuming what is Nisuin? Removing the impediment to enable the Kiddushin to be Chal. And if all it is removing the impediment to enable the Kiddushin to be Chal, it doesn't need Edekiyim. Right? So because we do the Badekim before, I think Lishitasenu, right? If you're doing the Badekim before, it doesn't make much sense to have Edekiyim for the Badekim. Because what's happening at the time of the Badekim? Gornished. Nothing. Nothing can happen. You can't have the second stage. But she's not, if she's Mizana at that point, she's not going to be Chayav Misa, but he has to support her. Doesn't make any sense, right? You first have to have the stage that she's an Eishes Ish. If she's Mizana, she's going to be Chayav Misa. She needs a get. What, to get married now to someone else, she doesn't need the get because you didn't have the Kiddushin, but all the halachas of Nisun are going to be Chal. Doesn't make any sense, right? So nothing is Chal. The only way that's going to work is if we assume Nisun is only removing the impediment, preventing the Kiddushin from being Chal. If that's the case, then maybe you shouldn't need Edekiyim for such an Isuin. But maybe that's the mocker for those Shittas that assume that for the Badekin you don't need Ed. Again, the Rav was Machmir, so what's the Svara behind those Shittas that claim that were Machmir? I'm not sure. Maybe they're just told that Edekiyim is not about Das at all. Edekiyim is just about creating a Chashivus in the Maisa of Dovish of Erva. So Nisuin, whatever you're doing for the Nisuin, whether it's Yichud or Chuppah or Badekin, it certainly is a Maisa of Davish HaBa'er. I mean, this is Davish HaBa'er. So to create a Chashivas in that Maisa, you need Edekiyim. Forget about whether it's Das. Forget about whether you're effecting anything with that Maisa. You might not be effecting anything now, but it still is a Maisa of Davish HaBa'er, a Maisa Choshev of Davish HaBa'er. Maybe that enough requires Edekiyim. Maybe that's the svar of those who claim that you need Edekiyim for the Badekin. One of the halachas, very important halach of Eidus of Gittin, of Kiddushin, Nisuin, we talked about this a little bit, is Yichud Eidin, designating the Eidin. We talked at great length that the Ritva in Kiddushin says that when it comes to Eidus Lakiyam Adavar, the critical moment is the Shasri Iyam. And he holds that the din of Nimsa Echamim Karva Pasal Eidus and Betela would kick in the Shasri Iyam. So the question that old Rishonim ask is, how can we have a Kiddushin? I mean, we're going to invite relatives to the Chasana. The relatives are going to see the Kiddushin. So why shouldn't we say that Nimtzeh Chamim Karv Apostle Yedusim Betela should be a problem over here? That's the Ritva's Kasha. So some Rishonim say the whole thing doesn't even begin. Because even if they see the Maisa Kiddushin, it doesn't matter because Nimtzeh Chamim Karv Apostle Yedusim Betela only kicks in if they actually come to Bezdin. If they're not coming to Bezdin, then the whole halacha is not going to apply. But the Ritva disagreed. The Ritva says, no, this is a different Eidus. It's not just an Eidus of Birim. It's Be'ikar and Eidus Lakiyam Adavah. It's an Eidus B'Shas Maisa. So the critical moment is the Shas Re'iyah. If the critical moment is Shas Re'iyah, the din of Nimtzeh Amim Karv Apostle Yedusim Betela should kick in the Shas Re'iyah. But if you have Krovim and Psulim seeing the Kiddushin, shouldn't that pass the Kat? So he says that you have to be Miachir Eidim, that you have to designate the Eidim. The Ritva holds it. You have to designate the Eidim so that you're not going to have Krov Mopsulim together with the Ksherim. And this is what the Ktzos writes. The Ktzos in Simen Lamed Vav, Sukkot Aleph, writes that to be Choshesh for the Ritva, the person who's Mesada Kedushin should be Miyachid the Eidim. Miyachid the Eidim. What does that mean that you're Miyachid the Eidim? The Chosin doesn't have the ability to passel any other Eidim. He can't say, these are the only Eidim Ksherim. I'm Miyachid you, I'm designating you to the exclusion of everyone else. Everyone else is passel. That doesn't make any sense. He's not passeling anyone. Anyone can watch. That's not a problem. All he's doing is he's saying, I'm designating these two Eidim as a separate kat. They're a separate unit. So any Karv apostle is not going to enter into their unit. It's not going to passel that unit. Someone else wants to watch and see what's going on. They're perfectly entitled to watch and see what's going on. No one passels any Eidim. No passels of Eidim. It's just they're designating these Eidim to be their own kat, to be their own unit, so that Karav Apostle will not pass them. You know, the first bracha that we say on the Lechup is the Birchas Erisim, the bracha before the Kiddushin. What's the nature of this bracha? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam understands that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? The mitzvah of Puravu is a mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Rambam says there's a separate mitzvah of Kiddushin to be married. He held Birchas Erisin as a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Dafka has to be said before the Kiddushin. Before the Kiddushin. Just like every other Birchas HaMitzvah has to be said before performing the mitzvah. So really, the Chosin should be the one reciting the bracha. Right? Normally, if you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, The person who fulfills the mitzvah says the bracha. If you pick up a lulav and esrog, so the person who picks up the lulav and esrog makes the bracha. And every time we do a mitzvah, we normally make the bracha ourselves. But over here, we have a Masada Kedusha make the bracha. So the Beis Shmuel quotes a tshuva of the Rambam that we don't want to embarrass anyone. So therefore, we have other people make the brachas. Maybe the chassan is not going to know exactly how to do it. So therefore, we have someone else do it. This is like the Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah says that they'd be makra to each and every person, mila b'mila, the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. So in order not to be mevayish, anyone who didn't know. So the same thing by the Birchas Eris. This is how the Rambam understands. It's really a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So then the chassan really should be the one making the bracha. But Tosus and Psachim and Avzayin and the Rosh and Ksubis and the first parak, they disagree. They say that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is a hechsher. It's a preparation. The mitzvah is puravu. That's what the mitzvah is. But to get the puravu, you first have to do Kiddushin. Right? People are not supposed to have children out of wedlock. So Kiddushin is a hechsher to get to the mitzvah of puravu. But Kiddushin itself is not a mitzvah. So what's the Birchas Erisin? If it's not a mitzvah, so then what kind of a broch is there? So the Rosh learns it's a Birchas HaShevach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Kedushas Yisrael, that we have an Ishus of Yisrael. We don't have just have people meeting together and getting married. No, we have an Isser Arayas and a Heter of Nesuas, and there's a whole, right, there's a long bracha over there. Asher Kedushan Nesuas of Itzivanu, Al HaArayos, V'asa Lanas HaRusas, V'idu Lanas HaNesuas. What's this whole back and forth? If it's a bracha on Kedushan, just say Asher Kedushan Nesuas of Itzivanu, V'kadesh Asa Isha. So says the Rosh, the fact that there's an arichas and a brocha, that itself proves this is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas hashavach. That we're so different, that we have kiddushin, chuppah v'kiddushin. That's a Jewish concept. A beautiful concept of kiddusha. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for such a concept. That's what the brocha is about. It's not a birchas hamitzvah because kiddushin is only a heksha mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah by itself, says the Rosh. So according to that, it's not shver why the Masada Kedusha makes the bracha, because it's not a bracha only on the chassan. It's a bracha for the whole tzibur. Two people are about to get married, but there's a bracha on the tzachiv, on the tzibur, to make this bracha. It's a birchas hashevach because of what's about to take place. So it's something to keep in mind. When the birchas erisin are being said, the person should not be talking to their friend. They should listen and answer amen to the bracha, because it could be the bracha is for you too. Right? If you're sitting in the tzibur, so then you also should be giving that shevach. Everyone's being yotzi the bracha. So if everyone's being yotzi, it's appropriate to listen, to have in mind that you're going to be yotzi with the bracha, and to answer amen. Shouldn't be talking on the song. After the Birchas Erisin, we read the ksuba. We're not going to talk about the details of the ksuba now. Time doesn't permit, but let's talk about the sheva brachas. A little bit about the Sheva Brachas. Okay. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Sheva Brachas. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tshuva Sarambam that Birchas Nisuin, the Seder of the Birchas Nisuin, are not Ma'akiv. Sometimes they get the order reversed depending on what cards you use. The numbers are wrong or something. They make mistakes. It happens. It's okay. You can just make the brachas, even if it's out of order, just fill in the bracha that you missed. Are you allowed to separate the brachas? Do you need one person to make all the brachas? It used to be in Europe. So one person said all the brachas except for Asher Bara, and they had someone else say Asher Bara, but the first six were said by one person. We don't do that. So, but are you allowed to break up the brachas? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Sefer HaTzvi, he writes that it's better not to be mechalik. You really shouldn't break up the brachas, because there are some brachas that are smuchos l'chavrata. They don't begin with a baruch. They're connected to the previous bracha. So they shouldn't be said by themselves. He says a bracha smuchos l'chavrata really should be said together with the other bracha. So what are you going to do? You're going to give sos tosis to someone else, sameach tesamach, you give that to someone else, but it's not connected to the previous bracha that started the baruch. He says it's really inappropriate to separate the brachas. That's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank held. I think in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they actually give all the brachas to one person, but it's not the minig. Rav Moshe writes in Hatshuv and Simon Sadi Dalet and many poskim, the minig b'zman hazeh is to separate, to break up the brachas, to be mechabe different people with the brachas nisum. But even those who break up the brachas, they are machme for one thing. That is, in some circles, they give the Bari Pragofan and Shehakol Baruch Lechvodo they give that to the same person. The first two brachas they'll give to one person. In the yeshivas, you find very often that they'll do that. So what's the idea? Like the bracha of Bar Pegafen is not chashuv enough. It's a bracha. Well, why can't you? You can't give that one bracha to a person. So the reason that's given, al pi nigla, the reason that's given, there's different svaras, but the svara that's given is that what is this bracha? The bracha Bar Pegafen is a brichas hanen, right? But in brichas nisuin, it's a brichas hanen and a chova. Sheva brachas, it's part of the sheva brachas. According to the Gemara, that's part of the sheva brachas. So that's a strange kind of bird, right? It's a brichas hanenin, but it's a brichas hanenin shalchova. So what's the din in a brichas hanenin shalchova? Can one person make that bracha and be motzi someone else, even if they're not being yotzei? The person who's mevarech is not being yotzei at all. But do we say that only if he's yotzei can it be motzi someone else? What am I saying? In a brichas hanenin shalchova, that's a standalone bracha. Do we say yatsa motzi, or do we only say shomea ka'onah? So we have an example of that almost every Shabbos, right? That's kiddush by day. Kiddush by day, you don't have a separate bracha. There's no makarish Shabbos there. It's just the bar piagafen. You could say a lot of psukim, b'shamru, zachar, whatever, but that's not a bracha. So what's the din? Do we say yatsa motzi by the kiddush on Shabbos by day or not? It's a big shayla in poskim. Machlokas harishon. Right? If a person is being yotze themselves, so then of course they can be motzi someone else. Shomei ha-ka'ona, that's okay. Shomei ha-ka'ona, we do say by Birchas Hanenin of Kovim. But do we say yotze motzi? Yotze motzi means that I'm not being yotze right now. I made kiddush already, let's say. But then someone else comes, but they feel uncomfortable. They don't want to, you know, there's only wine there, let's say. There's no grape juice. They eat a kiddush, so I can make another bar pig often. Should I do that? Can I do that or not? It's a big shy. So we are make a lemaisa. We hold that you can make a bar pigafen on behalf of someone else. There are some rabbonim that are nohig in a kiddush. They'll make kiddush for the oila, and then every so often, as more people come, so they'll ask someone to make kiddush again. In some areas, in some shuls, the rav himself will say a bar pigafen. We'll make another bar pigafen for the people who came, because we paskin. Technically speaking, that we do say Yatzimotzi, even by a Birchas Hanen in Shalchova, which is standing alone by itself. The other Rishonim who argue will claim that even though this Birchas Hanen is a Birchas Hachova, but we don't say Yatzimotzi by Birchas Hanen and Chova unless it comes in conjunction with another Birchas Hachova. If it comes together with another Bracha, so then as a unit, then we'll say Yatzimotzi. But if it's a standalone Birchas Hanen, just to say Bar Piagof, and that we're not going to do. We're not going to say Yatzimotzi for such a bracha. So that l'chora is the basis of this chum. That there are some who hold that you can't give the bar pagavan to one person and shakal bar l'chora to a different person, because then it turns out that he's going to make a bar pagavan. He's going to make a bar pagavan, and he's not going to make another bracha with that. So that's a birchas hanenin shalchova, that's a standalone alone bracha, and we might not say Yatzimotzi on that bracha. So that's why they say it's better to give two brachas to that person, so that he'll be able to say Yatza Motzi, he'll be able to make the bracha and be Motzi then, and there won't be any problem. There are some who obviate the problem by taking a little bit of the wine. What, they make a bar pegof and then they drink the wine under the chuppah? No, that's so... not like that. But, you know, the cup is often filled up to the top. So if you're talented enough, you can spill the cup in a way that no one knows that you spilled it, and then you lick your finger. So you're able to make a bar piagafen. That's a shomer ka'ona type of bracha. Shomer ka'ona type of bracha. Sefer Afike Yam quotes in Chelek Beis that Rav Simcha Zelig, the dayan in Brisk, was made, that that's what Rav Chaim used to do. Rav Chaim used to do that, not in the Birchas Nisuin, he did that in the Birchas Erisin. Maybe next time, Eretz Hashem, we'll talk about the difference between the Bar Pegafen of Birchas Erisin and the Bar Pegafen of Birchas Nisuin. But there are some, the Sefer Afike Yam said, there are some who are makbid, that they'll try to spill a little bit of the kos. So this gives you something to look at when you're watching a chuppah. Just see if anyone spills the kos and licks his finger a little bit. The minig is not good. The minig is that the Mitzvah Kedushin just makes the brachas in the Birchas Erisin, and those who make the brachas in the Birchas Nisuin, they make the brachas, and no one's licking their fingers. Especially post-COVID, I'm not sure if it's something that I would recommend. If you're going to hold the cup after licking your fingers. But the minig is not to. But this whole chumrah, to lick the fingers, is because maybe if you only get the bar piagafen, if that's your kibbut, and that bar piagafen is a birchas hanenin shalchova that's standing alone, if you're not going to get the second bracha, then maybe we're not going to say yatzamotzi on such a bracha. So that's why then no egg to lick the fingers. But according to what we're saying, as long as you're given two brachas, then there's no problem, because a birchas hanenin shalchova that comes in conjunction with another birchas achova, so that does have a din. That does have a din of yotzimotzi associated with it. So if you say yotzimotzi, then you shouldn't have to drink. You shouldn't have to, you know, taste anything from the cup. But the chumra is that we're afraid, right? That we're afraid. Maybe the chumra is that maybe they only get the bar piagafen and they don't get the other bracha. That's why the minig developed that people just taste the wine on their fingers to make sure that the yotze, the din of bar piagafen, the yotze, the bracha of bar piagafen, and then there'll be motzi, the chasen and kala, midin shomer kala. Mitz Hashem, we'll talk a little bit more about this next time. A few more things about Siddur Kiddushin, and then I'd like to move on to talk about Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, Sheva Brachas for the week after the Chasana. This mamish is very lemais. So many different shailas that come up. Try to talk about some of the more famous shailas that come up in the area of Sheva Brachas.